The People's Church Board and I will be making decisions together about when to reopen the church and how, likely easing into it in safe, manageable stages. I hope that things improve more quickly than expected. I hope our world gets safer faster. We may be able to meet in small groups at some point, but right now, it looks like it will be a while yet before we gather together again as a whole congregation. It's been a big adjustment for me facing the truth that what I thought would be a brief crisis is turning into a long-term reality. What I thought would be a brief inconvenience endured in the short term has turned into a lifestyle necessary in the long term. In order to keep everyone safe and give doctors and scientists enough time to figure out and implement the right solutions, we have to keep social distancing longer than we want to, because the long-term goal is health and wellness for all, no exceptions. Perhaps I should have known. This science has always been clear. It will take a long time for a vaccine to be widely available. But the truth has been hard to hear amidst all the loud political chatter, and even harder to digest when that timeline clearly means more suffering all the way around for everybody, physically, financially, emotionally, socially, and otherwise. I find it near impossible to comprehend the magnitude of suffering happening in the world right now. So how do we live in this new world? How do we keep going? How do we keep our spirits up and avoid despair? How can we adapt? And could we possibly even thrive? To even begin to answer these questions, we must start by not sugarcoating reality. This is going to be a hard year. Suffering is going to touch each one of us in some kind of way. But as people of faith, we know that great suffering is not the only part of life. There is also great love, something we have access to every day through beauty, truth, and goodness. The whole thing is a paradox, isn't it? As we move through this global pandemic, it will be imperative that we accept and fully experience the great paradox. Living through this will mean holding both great suffering and great love at the same time. Living through this will mean facing some grim realities and getting up in the morning anyway. Living through this will mean accepting our own mortality, our impermanence, our finite nature, and finding joy and delight in the experiences of being alive. Living through this will mean staying well informed and aware, and yet making real choices every day about prioritizing our own mental health, about making choices every day about how we live and what we pay attention to. As author and activist Adrienne Marie Brown says, attention is one of our most valuable resources. In your own life, attention is what determines the quality of your lived experience. If your attention stays on what's wrong, on your powerlessness and pain, you can become identified with a victimized power under narrative. And that will grow. If your attention instead is on gratitude, collective power, experimentation, curiosity, and celebration, these things will grow in your life. Admittedly, there's a lot going on right now. Some of it is pretty bad. But Adrienne Marie Brown reminds us we can choose how we want to give our attention. We choose what we pay attention to. What we pay attention to grows, she says. So I pay attention to the places we as a species are learning, changing, getting free, experiencing pleasure and joy. Today, as we honor our annual flower ceremony, we will turn our attention to the simple pleasure and joy of flowers. We will surround ourselves with all they symbolize: life, beauty, individuality, hope, and more. We will lean into the promise flowers make of new life and fresh beginnings. We will let them captivate us, even for a moment, and show us a glimpse of the universal. At a time such as this, I ask you, what else would we do? What else would we do? In the face of despair and a lot of unknowns, what else would we do but, as Jacob Trapp says, stand in awe under a heaven of stars, before a flower, a leaf in sunlight, or a grain of sand. And let the window of the moment open to the sky of the eternal. This bit of wisdom has been known by oppressed people everywhere across history. Despite suffering and how cruel the world can be, choose wellness. Pay attention to beauty. Experience pleasure and joy. Worship, praise the holy, express gratitude. It's how we survive. It keeps us human. It makes all the difference. Adrienne Marie Brown concludes her thoughts on paying attention by saying, "My life feels so different when I liberate my attention that it almost feels like the universe is gifting me attention reparations. Instead of being frozen by hopelessness and fear for my species, which is often my reaction to the news, I experience a lot of days when I'm full of awe, laughter, work that induces pride, noticing the small and massive miracles that are a part of each day." Would you like to liberate your attention? We're going to try it today. We can. We can notice the small things, stay focused on the beautiful, the true, and the good. Fill your days with small doses of wonder and joy. Stop and smell the roses. Over the last few weeks, I have been cultivating wonder at home by planting a whole bunch of flowers in my yard, thanks to a number of you who have donated generously flowers to my family. And every morning, I take my daughter on a walk with me around the property to check out what happened overnight. We notice each bit of growth, each curl unfolding, each petal opening. Sometimes we taste them too. At least Madeline does. It helps having a one-year-old, a little person who delights in every tiny thing and who can find even the smallest of miracles and focus on them for great lengths of time. But when we're out there enjoying the flowers, it almost feels embarrassing to have that much beauty outside my door and that much sweetness on a spring morning. I sometimes worry that I'm not taking the current state of affairs seriously enough or that I'm being too optimistic or naive. So I am learning to see my daily choices as an act of resistance. Writer Connie Schultz described it perfectly in an essay she published this week called "Hello, Joy." In it, she describes the simple joy of wildflowers in this complicated moment in history. And she says, "Sometimes I feel guilty in moments of happiness, but I try to remind myself that no good comes from squandering what remains. Life still brings us joy. And what a waste of a heart to deny its entry. We must rely on the researchers to find the cure for this virus, but we can do our part to limit its destruction. Beloveds, all is not lost. Morning keeps coming around. The flowers keep blooming. Life pulses on. The great paradox of being a human being experiencing great suffering and great love continues to call us into the universal, straight into the heart of God. May this be so. Amen, and blessed be."